Hello, everybody. This is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor. And I am on to my 21st video, I guess, maybe my 20th, for my Facebook challenge. And I feel pumped today. I feel awesome. I feel really, really good for a Monday. And you know why? It's because I feel like I'm creating my own momentum. You know, the great thing about starting something and sticking with it is that you create your own energy. You create your own, it's like an engine that you have been running and running for a while, and it's taken a while. It's you know, like in the morning when it's really cold. And it starts slow, maybe it doesn't want to start. But when it does and it warms up, it can go for miles. And that's how I feel. Here are the advantages of creating your own movement, creating your own momentum, taking action no matter what is happening around you. Is that you don't rely on anybody to make you, to keep you motivated. You don't rely on anybody else's motivation. It comes from you. So that's why I titled this video, Create Your Own Momentum. Because when you do, you no longer rely on anybody anymore for incentives, to be validated, to be motivated. When you get over yourself, when you get over the possibility of something going wrong or looking embarrassed or feeling stupid because you're the one who's doing this, you're the one who is waking up in the morning earlier than everybody else, and you feel like, man, what am I doing this for? Or when you do something like what I'm doing, starting a Facebook challenge, you know, sitting here in front of you guys, not necessarily knowing what I'm going to say to you, sometimes being scared to death, sometimes feeling like, man, I probably made a complete idiot of myself. But I keep going because I have made a commitment to myself that no matter what, I am going to create my own momentum. Because nothing is going to change if I stay where I am. Nothing is going to change if I come back from work and I turn on my laptop or I turn on the TV and I zone out. And I do that every evening, or I wait until the weekend is here. None of that has worked for me personally. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired myself, me. I am tired of I'm just tired of doing the same thing over and over again, remaining unhappy, remaining dissatisfied, and expecting that things are going to change. I know they say that's the definition of insanity, which it is, but if I don't do anything about my situation, no matter how small it is, no matter how long it's going to take for me to get there, then nothing is going to change. I'm speaking about myself right now. So that's why I do this. That's why I have to create my own momentum. That's why I have to set my own personal goals. No matter what, no matter whether people don't understand them, I don't care anymore. I don't care whether one person watches this video or not. I don't care. I really personally don't. Betty, I love your confidence and the commitment. I want to start a channel too. Something different though. You encourage me so much. Please don't stop making a difference. Thank you. Thank you so much, Betty. I appreciate that so much. I want to encourage you because I had somebody also tell me that they've started a blog because I encouraged them to. And here you are, Betty, saying you want to start a channel. And I know what that feels like. I know that overwhelming anxiety that overwhelms you because you're thinking to yourself, what is it going to look like? What are people going to think when they watch this? What are they going to think about me? Maybe I'm talking about, like, right now I'm just talking about encouraging you to create your own momentum. And I've had this at the back of my head thinking, I wonder what the people that I'm close to are thinking about, you know, that I may present myself to be one person, but meanwhile, I'm a totally different other person when I'm around them. But I can't allow that to stop me anymore. I have quit so many times that I know what quitting feels like. I understand its anatomy. I understand when it comes and rushes over me, how it takes over my mind, all the things that it claims that I can't do, that I can't be, that I'll never be able to accomplish or achieve. I already know what quitting feels like. I already know what stopping right in the middle feels like. Now I want to know what it's like when, when I keep going. I want to know what it feels like when no matter what happens, no matter how difficult it gets, I still have the courage, I still have the strength, I still have the energy to be like, I'm doing this more for me than for anybody else. And I have something that I want to prove to me. So I'm going to keep going. So that's why momentum is so creating your own energy, creating your own strength, because nobody is going to give it to you. Everybody is busy with their lives and you have your life. So like, Betty, thank you very much for the comment that you wrote. And you said that you want to start a channel. And my advice to you is to start it. Just do it. Because there's nothing that's going to prepare you for doing it perfectly. You can go to YouTube, you can go online and you can look at all the information there, all the steps. You can even take a course on how to start a YouTube channel or whatever channel it is that you want to start. Whatever brand, whatever it is that you want to do. But you have to make the commitment to say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start. I'm going to keep going no matter what. I have to understand that I am going to fall flat on my face. I am going to look stupid, feel small, look embarrassed. I mean, sometimes I look back at my older videos. I don't even have to look at my older videos. I look at the first video I did for this 30-day challenge and I'm like, man. But I still do it because there is a level of growth in myself that I want to see. There is a version of myself that I want to experience. So my advice to you, Betty, is to say to yourself, I'm going to set up this plan and I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to figure it out. If you want me to be your accountability partner, I'll be happy to do it, Betty. I can send you a message and be like, how is that idea going about the channel that you want to create? What is it about? What is it that you want to present to the world? What is it that you want to give? And I can be the one to encourage you. Because I know it's not easy. It's not easy to start something on your own, something that's scary, something that's daunting, something that you feel is way beyond what you think you're capable of. You may think that certain things are too expensive, certain things are beyond your reach. I understand that. But there is nothing that is more powerful than starting and realizing just how powerful you are and just how far you can go. So no matter how humble it is, I want you to start. No matter what it is, I want you to do it. Go ahead and do it. I want you to come to a point where you have created your own momentum so that no matter what anybody says, that energy, that inertia, what is it called? That movement is already so strong in you that I'm going to keep going. I don't care about what you're saying. I don't care. I could care less, or I couldn't care less, whichever one it is, because I already know. I've already seen the future. I've already seen what is possible. So, and I know you can't. You cannot see what is possible for me the way I can and the way God can. I don't mean to turn this into a religious thing, and I'm not about to, but I know many of us are Christians. Many of us are religious, you know? So that's why I brought that in, because I want you to understand that there are two people who know you most in this world. And no, it is not your mother and your father. It is you and the person who created you. Those are the people who know you. Those are the entities that know who you are and what you're capable of. So get out of your own way and do what it is that you know you're supposed to do. If you say that you want to do something, that you want to create something, that didn't come out of nowhere. It came from a very, very particular place in your heart, in your soul. You know you want to create it. You know you want to give it. You know that there's a light inside of you that you want to shine. Do it. Because like I said yesterday when I was talking about gratitude, we don't have enough time. And let me tell you, after doing that video yesterday about gratitude, man, it's just helped me see things so much clearer. I just made the decision today that, you know what, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to fall into the same patterns that I usually do. I am actually going to spend today in gratitude, just being thankful. Thankful for the opportunities that I have. Thankful for the resources that I have. And that in itself has given me the momentum to do this video with so much energy. And I don't do videos like, if you see the other videos I've done, they're not this energetic. So basically what I want to tell you is that only when you start and only when you get over the hump of all these hurdles that you're going to keep experiencing, only then will that endless momentum start happening. It's like when runners talk about after a couple of kilometers or a couple of miles, they start running, they find themselves in this high, in this place where they can run forever. And that's what I mean about creating your own energy, creating your own momentum. Keep going, because there will be a force that is outside of you, that is beyond you, that you don't understand, that's going to take over your vision, take over your journey and help you. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't hear it. But trust me when I tell you that there is something that just takes over and it conspires to do everything it can to take you to where you want to go, no matter how long it takes. And it's not even about the destination. It's about who you're becoming. It's about the process. Thank you, Betty, for saying that you love my confidence. I was not this confident. I really wasn't. But it's because I just made the decision that, you know what? There's nobody else who's going to believe in me the way I, you know, no one else is going to believe in me. No one else is going to do these things for me. I have to do them for myself. I have to represent who I know I can be. And I know there are many people in your people that you really love who are like, you know, you're really talented at this. You're really good at this. You should probably go for it. Why not? Why not? What's the point of staying in safety? But maybe I'm going too far. So I'm digressing. Let me just come back and say that the only way that you can create your own momentum is to start with something and you keep going with it no matter what, and you detach these feelings of what anybody else has to say. Eventually, they will start falling off. They will hold on to you for a long time. But when your doubts start to realize that you're not listening to them anymore, that you're still going to keep going, at a certain point, they're just going to fall away. And they're like, okay, fine. You keep going. And then that's when all these other new values, these new characteristics come up. The confidence, the belief in yourself, the trust in who you know you can be and what you know you can do. They start to take over. That's what I mean about the momentum that's created for you to just keep going. So that's my message to you today. Create your own momentum. Keep going. Start somewhere. Start small, but don't stop. Don't quit. Keep going. So thank you for watching this video. I don't know who that is. Probably my sister. Thank you so much, sis, for being with me right up until the 16th minute. I appreciate it. And have yourself a great day. I hope that you spend the rest of this week being thankful and being grateful for where you are. We don't start because we think we need to be perfect the first time, or we think we don't have the right tools, but I realize it's just all excuses. We have to start anyway. Amen. It is all excuses. It really is. And that's just the truth. There was a post that I put up on my personal page that says that there are people who are less qualified than you who are doing the things that you want to do, but and you're not doing them because you don't believe in yourself. They're doing better than you. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound it like in a way that like I'm comparing, but they have made the decision to take it. And you look at them and you're like, man, I know I can do better than that. I have more talent than that. I have a bigger gift than that. But they just decided that with whatever they have, I'm still going to do something with it. And I'm going to grow with it because I believe in myself. I know that it'll grow. And it becomes huge. It becomes this big thing for them. I'm not talking about you becoming some sort of superstar, but I'm just talking about this momentum that you can build. And it's not dependent on anybody else but you. What are your agreements you've made with yourself? What are certain permission slips that you have of what you've decided you can and you cannot do? What are the rules that you have created for yourself that you know? And when I say created for yourself, you didn't create them. They were imposed on you and you decided to believe them. So it's time to start looking at each and every one of those permission slips and changing them, breaking them, and saying they don't serve me anymore. Okay, I'm going to stop now. I really am. It's time for me to stop. So have yourselves a great one. Have yourselves a wonderful week. Attitude of gratitude. Start something. Create your own momentum. Take care, guys. Be good. And I'll see you in tomorrow's video. Bye for now.